This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Kevin Randall, how do we get away from the R word, this emphasis on Roswell? You hope that maybe with this new book, that closes the book on it to be redundant until something comes along, assuming nothing comes along, it's the end of it?
Unless the government comes forward and says, yeah, we got a spacecraft, pals. Here's pictures of it. Here's photographs of the bodies. Here's the documentation. You can tour it at this location. We're pretty well done. I think we need to move to the L word, which is Levelland. A series of sightings taking place in November of 1957 where you had the craft interacting with the environment. You had independent witnesses coming forward telling about their encounter with this thing within minutes of one another in separate locations, unaware that anybody else has been seeing something. You have law enforcement involved in it. You had the possibility of a landing trace on a ranch north of Levelland. You had everything you needed in that case as well, plus more, to kind of solve the riddle, and the Air Force and Don Kehoe at the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena were so busy arguing over the number of witnesses and what really happened that the investigation kind of stalled at that point. But here's a case that, unfortunately, now we're more than 50 years away from it, so we're in the same boat we are with Roswell. What is interesting is, and Carl Flock and I talked about this periodically, was how we don't have the same kind of robust cases that we had in the late 40s, the 50s, and even into the 60s. We're stuck with things like Stevensville and the O'Hare case, which isn't all that dramatic when you stack it up to some of the other UFO cases. So to move away from the dreaded R word, and I get sucked back into it, even though we do, we need to start looking at some of these other cases where there is a lot of information, a lot of witnesses, a lot of facts that we can settle down on, as opposed to some of the things that we found in other cases.
Now, well, there are theories on the part of some people here that the reason we don't see a big focus on current cases is that more than likely whatever caused the UFO phenomenon left us, and that all or most current sightings therefore have conventional explanations. Is there a case in the last 20 years that is as compelling as the ones in the 1950s, 60s, etc.?
I'm thinking. I realized I was not filling the air.
Well, Phoenix Lights case is pretty compelling.
But I don't find it as compelling as those cases from the 50s and 60s. And that was the one I was going to come up with, the Phoenix Light. Maybe the Belgium cases, because right, you had a lot of military involvement in there and you had a lot of witnesses. And again, the famous picture of the triangle turns out to be a hoax by a photographer who has admitted the hoax. But a Rendlesham Forest, maybe, from 1980, might get there as well, because again, it's military, and you've got positive documentation from the Halt letter to the his audio recordings of what was going on in the field that night to some of the very credible witnesses. John Burroughs was just labeled 100% disabled by the government because of his exposure to radiation during that case.
We had him on with his lawyer explaining how it came to be.
That would be the first time that the government has acquiesced to a request of, for deformities and disabilities and that sort of thing based on interaction with something unknown or a UFO for all practical purposes.
And then there's some of the work that Robert Hastings has done on his sightings with missileers and things like that. There's some interesting stuff in what he has to say. So it's out there, but they just, Rendlesham does have sort of the gravitas of the other R word, but nothing really comes close at this point. But, you know, I would like to see more work done on level land. I think that's a fantastic case. Rendlesham Forest, but you've got the people, still around who can talk about it, like Jim Peniston, Charles Halt, John Burroughs, and some of those
people. What do you think of Peniston's binary code, though? That's always really kind of throwing a monkey wrench in the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned.
There are some things that are disturbing about it, like there are in any UFO cases. I mean, there's always some disturbing stuff that comes out. I think Peniston is relating as best he can what he remembers.
Yeah.
But then you get into the point of precisely what does he remember? And we're now, we're 30-some years away from that, 36 right. years. Is that right? 36
yep.
years?
Yep.
From that case, so now we're dealing with decades-old memory. And from and I think here's one of the problems that touches on what we were talking about with not having the robust cases. I think we've become more scientifically sophisticated, and things that were perplexing in the 40s and 50s we now understand as natural phenomena. One of those things, like Charles Whitted, one of the cases that a lot of people hold in high esteem, they are the airline pilots who saw a cigar-shaped craft whip by their airliner early in the morning in the 1940s, I think what they saw is a bolide. And I look at the video footage we have of bolides, and we see that sort of thing. And we have the Zond 4 reentry where some of the people, I mean, we know exactly what it was, but some of the people drew cigar-shaped craft with lighted windows along the side, exactly what Charles Whitted had seen. So, I mean, I find that evidence compelling that they saw a bolide. So I think that's part of it. We look at these cases and we say, well, clearly that's Venus. I mean,
okay, does that mean that possibly all or most of the unknowns with regard to UFOs do have conventional explanations, and now we have a better handle of what might be going on? Does that mean there are any real UFOs at all, are there?
I think there are, and I think Loveland is very compelling. The Lubbock lights, if nothing else, the photographs of the Lubbock lights is very compelling. I think... You know, and I've said this in the past as well, that if you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and look out the window and you see a light traveling across the sky, you know, is that an alien spacecraft, or is that some private pilot with his landing light on? And because it's a private plane and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody else to see it and the wind is blowing the wrong direction, all you see is the light from it. You don't see the navigation lights or the what we call the anti-target lights, the anti-collision lights on it. So now you have a case that can't be explained. You got a guy flying around at 3 o'clock in the morning without a flight plan because he's flying VFR, and there's no way to pin it down. I had a series of photographs taken in the Amana colonies, and we made all kinds of measurements and calculations. Well, it's flying too slowly for an airplane, so it's got to be something else, you know. And I went back and looked at the map and looked at the plot because there was foreground detail in it. We could figure it out. And I said, well, you know, if it's flying at an angle, it might seem like it's traveling this at a slower rate, but it's traveling actually a lot further because you're seeing it at an angle. And then Russ Estes and I got together and using modern computer equipment and what we had available to us, we were actually able to see at the head of the streak of light, we were actually to pick out the airplane. So here was a case that had been unexplained since I had got it until the point where we figured out that, A, it wasn't traveling too slow to be an airplane, and, B, we actually were able to resolve one of the pictures to the point where we could see the airplane. So I think there's a lot of that going on in today's environment. We're explaining a lot more, but that doesn't mean that some of the cases where you've got multiple witnesses and they get a good look at the object and it interacts with the environment, it can be explained in the terrestrial. I cannot think of an explanation for the Loveland cases. And then within hours, and just a couple of hours, you have witnesses at White Sands Missile Range, military policemen, seeing something similar to that. So you've got this wonderful series of sightings taking place on November 2nd into November 3rd, you know, late at night, early in the morning, that really is inexplicable at this point. And as I say, you know, we all agree that something fell outside that town we don't want to mention anymore. We just don't know what it was.
Let me ask you a question here, which we'll take to the next segment. And it troubles me because we had interviews with Whitley Strieber in recent months. We talked to Preston Dennett last week. And this is the A word. I'm going to ask you about briefly, and we'll do it on the other side when we come back with the next segment. Why do people still accept Aztec as a possible UFO crash? We have Kevin Randall who will answer that with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're finished with the R word in all respects. Now the A word, Aztec. Why do people still believe that? I read the original edition of the book from Scott Ramsey. He was on the show with his wife. We had Frank Warren on talking about it. There's a new edition of the book which has some minor refinements, I gather. It seems so threadbare to me. I think Chris agrees. Why do people still accept it? I guess Stanton Friedman does. He wrote the intro to the book. Whitley Strieber, Preston Dennett. Why?
Well, Stanton Friedman will write the introduction to any book as long as he gets his name out there and you can say nuclear physicist.
Oh, boy.
Well, I asked Stan about that. I said, Stan, really Aztec? And he said, yeah, really Aztec. They've got some wonderful research. And so I read the book. I'm thinking, what wonderful research. They've didn't even talk to the guys, you know, some of the witnesses they claim they had. Doug Nolan, for example, may not have worked for the El Paso Natural Gas Pipeline in 1948. It came up on my blog in the last month or so about Aztec, and one of the commentators said, well, you know, it's pretty well nailed down to March 25th, 1948. And I'm thinking, I don't remember that. I remember a number of people saying it, but I'm thinking that the date is pretty fluid. We don't really know when the darn thing crashed, if it in fact crashed. And I just communicated with Frank Warren about that because I figured if anybody's going to have an answer to the question about the date, it's going to be Frank Warren. And he said that the date's pretty fluid. He's heard as late as spring of 1949, and he thought it might be somewhere early in March of 1948, but he didn't have a firm date. There's not a firm date in Scully's book, Behind the Flying Saucers. I do not know why people are happy with that case and why they believe it. I just can't find anything compelling about it.
I have a theory about that, Kevin.
Good, please.
I think there's some real, how would I put this? There's an effort to take the glitz and glamour of the town of Roswell and the fact that they've created a whole, you know, a very lucrative economy based on the UFO subject. And I think there's a movement within the state to move that emphasis to the north end of the state. If you look at this Dulce base conference that's going on, I think this coming weekend with Anthony Sanchez and his UFO Highway Colonel X BS. Of course, Linda Howe's there. She gloms on to everything. Barbara Lamb. The Jicarilla Apache have decided, I think, to buy into the myth of the Dulce alien base and try to create kind of an upwelling of interest and expectation. And then the next town over is Aztec. So we have this movement, I think, to get the tourist dollars to instead of go south to Roswell, maybe kind of lurk around White Sands to go north and go to Dulce and Aztec so that these struggling communities can get a new economic base with which to capitalize their tourist dollars coming into their communities. I hate to sound jaded, but I...
Well, if I can mention the other A word, which is Aurora, Texas, their crash from 1897, what's interesting about that, which kind of fits into what you're saying, is A, the original story was apparently published to draw people into the Aurora area because the economy was slipping.
Well, the railroad had bypassed them.
Yeah, and they were having other troubles.
So but let's have a flying saucer land in 1897. Oh, well.
Well, but there's a lot of stories going on in 1897 about the great airship. You look at the newspapers, you know, there's an awful lot of information about that going on in newspapers, and it's falling out of the sky all over the place. It's landing. They're talking to the crews. A lot of times the crews saying, well, you know, we're on our way to Cuba to bomb the Spanish, because this was just prior to the Spanish-American War. But the thing about Aurora is I was there because I was stationed at Fort Walters, Texas, and I had an interest in UFOs, so I drove up to Aurora, which wasn't all that far from Mineral Wells, and was talking to the people. And I talked to the a number of the residents who'd been alive in 1897. They said nothing happened. They're just, you know, we don't know how this came about, but there's nothing to it. And two or three years later, I see the same people on documentary saying, yeah, I saw the remains of the spaceship. Excuse me. You know, what happened here? So they've glommed onto it. I think Aurora's sort of done the same thing. There's been any number of documentaries about it. But the really telling evidence there is there were two books that were written within 10 years of the crash in Aurora based, you know, history of Wise County, Aurora being in Wise County, Texas. And neither one mentioned this event. I'm thinking that if it's, even if it was just a regular terrestrial airship that blew up, here is a story that would have made it into either one of those histories, and it's not into either one of them. And so I think that, you know, that the people realize that they see how successful the Roswell story has been and how beneficial it's been for the city of Roswell, that they're thinking that, you know, if we can establish something like that here in our town, you know, we'll draw in some of the tourist dollars and make some of that money. So yeah, it's a very plausible explanation as far as I can see.
Well, where do you come down on the, if Aztec is tenuous at best? I mean, that's even given it more credit than it's due. I mean, obviously, there's no mention of the case pre Scully, and you know, we tried to point that out to the Ramseys, and they just kind of glossed over that. But just down the road, I mean, we're talking, you know, the next large town to the east basically is Dulce. Where do you come down about Dulce? Do you think that there's any evidence to support the original Banowitz contention and all these characters that have come forward every few years? Thomas Costello, Myrna Hansen, Tal Levesque, even John Rhodes has gotten involved, and you can go down the line. Of course, the latest being Anthony Sanchez and his Colonel X, who's been totally discredited. Where do you come down on that? I mean, well, what is that?
You understand that I was at one point with the military police and the Army.
Yeah.
And I was assigned to that base.
Really?
I was involved in that big gunfight.
What time frame?
Who cares? When they had the big gunfight, you know, that what's-his-face was talking about.
Bill Snyder, of course.
I was involved in that
gunfight. So you were there in the 70s?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, I had no idea. Oh, this is great. I'm loving it.
That's just it. I mean, it's just an utter load of crap, and people are – I don't know why they would want to buy it.
Well, the Hickory Apache have brought in all the myth makers and myth perpetrators and mythologists and the like. And originally they wanted a real conference. There's not one person talking about Banowitz. There's not one person talking about Project Gas Buggy and the 47 megaton nuclear explosion just south of town to free up gas that irradiated the whole groundwater system there. There's not one mention of the Hickory Apache's own traditions about underground dwelling beings. And to me, it just seems like a desperate gasp to try to, I don't know. Kick.
Make money. It's an attempt to make money. And I mean, we can go to Mexico City and look at the big not Roswell slides fiasco.
Oh, Jesus.
I managed to get away from it. It's not Roswell slides. But I mean, really, what was the purpose there?
We know the purpose. Why do we have to even go into it? We got more to come with Kevin Randall and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris is giving you his exasperated stinger.
Because I went to Roswell Slides?
You know what? I understand that Chris develops his voice, and eventually, after two or three episodes, he becomes a Dalek.
No. Really?
No, I don't want to
exterminate.
Do that.
Oh, I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
I have never seen a single episode.
Oh, please, just go watch it. BBC America, you can get it online.
I'm too busy, Gene. I can't sit around and watch TV all day.
Don't watch the later episodes. Watch the original incarnation of Doctor Who. Those are the good ones, because they're really camp.
I got to draw the line somewhere, and boy, it's far short of that. Doctor Who?
Yes, precisely. He's on first, by the way.
They actually did that. There's a skit out there where they're trying to do the who's on first with Doctor Who. Speaking of sightings that are recent, let's go to two cases that we've discussed in the PowerCast over the years. Kevin, do you feel they are legitimate cases where that maybe they have conventional explanations? I know you mentioned it in passing a couple of three segments back. 2006, O'Hare International Airport, November 7th. Do you think that sighting has any consequence?
It is interesting because of the number of witnesses. It is interesting because of some of the information provided and the way the cloud formation was disturbed by the craft apparently raising up through it. So there's some interesting things there. But I think there more research needs to be done to see if there isn't a conventional explanation for some of this. Because I've seen some really weird stuff that – and the best example I have is I was looking up and I – it night one time and thought for sure I was looking at a dome disc because of the pattern of lights on it. And then I heard the jet engine roar. The plane turned and I could see the configuration right. But for a few seconds, it looked like a dome disc. And so you can be easily fooled by something if you only get a brief look at it. So I think when we talk about sightings that last, you know, less than 10 seconds, we're really not getting a good description of this. But O'Hare lasted longer than that.
It's one of the world's busiest airports. Where are the photographs? Where's the video? There's photographs online that are like Billy Meyer beam ships photoshopped in. But where's the real good, solid, irrefutable physical photographic evidence?
And I've said the same thing on my blog with everybody having a cell phone with a camera in it now. How come we're not getting UFO sightings where you've got photographs from multiple locations? You know, you got one guy with a cell phone over here taking a picture. Well, you know, that can be easily photoshopped. But if you've got like five or six people at five or six different locations, then you've got some evidence you can get your hands on and figure out what's going on by triangulating all of that.
Don't you know, Kevin,
that
99.99999% of smartphone users are looking down, not up?
Touche.
No, they're not looking down. They're looking at their cell phone because they keep walking into walls and tripping into fountains and falling down holes. So they're not looking down either. But yeah,
well, they're looking down at their smartphones.
But the other point is, I mean, don't you have a smartphone?
Yes, but I don't walk in the street looking down at it.
Yes, my point is there are people out there who are not looking down, that have it in their pocket and waiting for it to ring or something, and if you see something in the sky, you whip it out and take a photograph. There are no robust photographs like that, and with everybody having a camera at their disposal, you would expect us to get a sighting like that. And when you start talking about the radar, I mean, our stealth technology pretty well negates the problems with the radar, not to mention the object was apparently in what I think of as a cone of silence over the airport. The radars are all looking out for stuff coming in. They're not looking directly overhead. So, you know,
somebody might have known that.
I knew it. So,
so you were communicating with the UFO at the time. The other set of cases is 2008. Stephenville, Texas, which is notable because of its proximity to the Bush Ranch.
Yes, and there apparently were intercepts, attempted intercepts, which raises another level. I think the Air Force denied that they attempted to intercept anything, but they later said, yeah, we had aircraft in the area. I believe it's on one of those corridors where you can fly really close to the ground and you can fly really, really fast. Most places you can't do that, but there are corridors set up for training purposes so that the jet pilots can sharpen their skills in doing that thing. I know the one thing that we always like to do as helicopter pilots was fly what we called map of the earth, which was really, really down close to the ground and dodging around objects on the ground and that sort of thing, because that was really fun to do. Not to mention it was dangerous, but that was just something we like to do. With a helicopter, we can do that because we can't break the sound barrier. We don't make all that much noise, and we're gone quickly. But with a jet, there's only corridors. But there's a corridor near Stephenville where you can do that sort of thing, which might account for some of the sightings, but you would think the people in the area would be aware of that. And then I fall back on my experience. I remembered I was investigating a UFO, series of UFO sightings in Grant County, Wisconsin, and I was standing in the sheriff's office, and they got a call from a guy who was just panicked that there was a UFO landing in his backyard. And one of the deputies said to me, "You want to go?" I said, "Of course. I got my camera here. I'm ready to go." And we went rushing to his yard, house, and he came met us, and he went took us in the backyard, pointed to this light in the sky and said, "See, it's going to land." And we said, "Yeah, but it's on a TV tower."
Okay. Now, the official skeptical explanation of Stephenville. The untrained witnesses, observers were seeing nothing more than F-16s and flares. What do you think?
I just don't think so. I think that if they had a chance to look at it for a long period of time. That
yeah, there are too many witnesses.
You know, if you go to the Phoenix Lights, there's one movie or a video that you see, and you see the thing sort of winking out, this chain of lights winking out as it moves. And when you superimpose the mountains on that nighttime footage, you see that the lights are actually, the flares are actually falling behind the mountains, which explains why they're winking out. But there's an awful lot of sightings where it's just not easy to explain. And I think, you know, when you start getting into this, the flare explanation, that seems to now be sort of the standard operating procedure for that.
Luke put up those flares 45 minutes after the event had occurred. The object was almost a Yuma at that point.
You mean in Phoenix?
Yeah.
The Maryland National Guard was dropping flares that night.
Yeah, but not 45.
But I'm saying you've got one, and it's kind of like when we talk about abductions, and I say I've invested this one case in Utah, and I'm convinced that it's sleep paralysis this woman suffered, and then I get all the hate mail saying, well, sleep paralysis doesn't explain this sighting or this sighting or this, and I'm saying I never said that. I said it explains this one case and may explain some others. It does not explain them all. I'm saying this one bit of video footage of the flares, the lights disappearing one by one, is clearly flares falling behind the mountains.
Right, but I was in Casa Grande in a motel room, and I heard this hooping and hollering outside. I was in watching the NCAA, I think it was the Final Four. I think ASU was in the finals that year. I forget, one of the Arizona schools. I was there working, actually, doing an Adobe job, and I went out when the newscaster came on with the flares behind him. You know, sometime later, half hour, 40 minutes later, I went outside and everybody says, oh, you missed it. It flew over. We saw it go right south towards Tucson. Now, it's kind of hard for me to argue with that.
And I'm not arguing with that. I mean,
it's hard for me to argue with that. I actually was there.
Yes.
And it did fly over.
I'm not arguing that point. Some
40 miles south of Phoenix, 50 miles south.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying this one specific videotape. There's other videotapes. There's other sightings that were very good, and of a triangular shaped object flying over the area. I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying one specific case.
Yeah, the famous
the famous footage that always show is always being shown.
Yeah, that was all kind of plausible deniability as far as I can determine.
We have something more plausible coming up with Gene and Chris and Kevin Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
In our final segment with Kevin Randall, we've been talking a lot about UFOs, trying to clear up the myths about the old cases, look at some new ones. Chris, we have any questions of Kevin at all left in the forums?
We do, but it's kind of related to Kevin's book, Conversations, A Study in Hypnosis and Past Life Regression. And it most specifically asks about a woman that you call Jenny in the book.
Yes.
And
Jenny on the block, right?
No. It was one of the guys that Tommy Two Tone tried to call.
Yeah. Exit 75309.
I walked into a tent in Baghdad. Actually, I guess it was in Kuwait before we rolled up to Baghdad.
Oh, no.
And said to one of the guys, one of the younger guys there, I said, Tunzevic, 8675309. He says, Jenny. I was stunned that he knew the song.
Right. Tommy Two Tone.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, I called her Jenny in the book. Yes.
Right. In your opinion, is there a possibility that Jenny might have been expressing the onset of dissociative identity disorder? This is good. Have you talked to her since? Has she had any subsequent disturbances? Has she sought out medical help? And do you still consider reincarnation a valid possible explanation for her condition? Now, why don't you first give a quick thumbnail on her
case? This was a woman who approached saying, thinking she had been abducted. And this was back when I was doing some of my abduction research. So I was interested in chatting with her. And I had a fellow that I knew who was trained in hypnosis, hypnotic regression. And we talked about how to do this, so we weren't leading the subject at all. And he put her under hypnosis, I should say. And we were chatting with her about what her experiences were. And we were getting the standard abduction, the beings around the bed and the bright light. She said at some point, and then I died. And we go, what? So we explored that, and it became more of one of these, I saw the light type things, one of these, and why can't I think of the name of it? Near-death experiences. And so we began to explore that, not thinking it would go where it did. And under hypnotic regression, as he asked her to skip back to see how far we would go, she ended up telling us these really horrific tales of past lives that she had been involved with. And at the time, we didn't have access to the internet the way we do today, so it'd be easy to call up this information and that sort of thing, which is not to say the information wasn't available, but she was telling these horrific tales, and I was checking out as much as I could through libraries and whatnot, and she was very accurate in what was she was saying. So she talked about the Jack the Ripper crime. She talked about the Black Dahlia. She talked about these things in that horrific detail. And once we finished all of this investigation, she seemed to be a lot better. The nightmares had gone away, that she wasn't as anxious as she had been. Just talking to us about it seemed to allay her problems. I have not had any contact with her in, oh, good Lord, at least 15 years, maybe a bit longer. I know the problems with hypnotic regression. I understand about leading the subject and how simple it is. And we were very careful not to do that, being aware of these problems. We've tried not to do that, you ask the question, what happened next? Implies there's another event going on that happens next. You've got to be very careful in how you phrase your questions and that sort of thing. So she tells these horrific stories. It moved her out of the period of her life she was in. I mean, it ended the nightmares. It ended all that. Could the trauma have been horror movies and things like that? I don't know. Could have well been. But a very interesting case. I never have been able to decide exactly how much was reality and how much was the invention of her own mind, but she did seem to have access to information that would not have been easily available at the time we conducted this. So I really don't have a good answer for that. If I look at it from a skeptical point of view, I have to say, well, apparently this was some kind of delusion that she got caught up in. And just by talking to about the delusion and the work we were doing somehow broke it. And then she was no longer troubled by all of this sort of thing. And the less skeptical side says, but how did she come up with some of this information? How did she know some of these things were not readily available to the average person at this time? And I cannot see her going to the library and looking this stuff up to come up with these horrific stories that she told. I mean, she's talking about things that almost nobody had heard of when she began talking about them. So the answer is, I really don't know. I just thought it was an interesting story. And I wanted to do the book Conversations because I thought it was an interesting story. And I was kind of following the Len Stringfield philosophy, which is, I've got this information. Maybe if I write it up, somebody will give me something that will help me resolve this particular aspect of it.
Careful what you wish for.
But nobody has, and I think I've always thought it was an interesting book. Even if it was fiction, it was an interesting book. That's kind of where we are. I have no insights into it other than what is expressed in the book and the things that I learned by researching the various aspects of what she was saying and the avenues that I went down in that book.
Well, okay.
Very quickly, moving in the remaining 2 minutes or so to anything related to hypnosis, do you think there are some real, meaning unidentified, unexplained abductions out there?
Personally, I think not. But that's personal, based on my research and what Russ Estes and Bill Cohn and I did in the abduction enigma. I have said, and I've said it to Catherine Martin, as a matter of fact, that if there were real abductions, I would expect them to be more like Barney and Betty Hill or Travis Walton rather than this ongoing thing coming into the bedrooms and taking people out. And in fact, I think I'm the first one that ever reported anything like that, which was a Saga magazine, I think, in 1976 with the Pat Roach case in near Provo, Utah, in that area, Lehigh, American Fork area of Utah. I think now that was a case of sleep paralysis that got blown out of proportion because the hypnotist I used there, James Harder, wasn't that good at it. But and you look at the numbers that they talk about, there's way that the logistics are just impossible. Regardless of what you think of the alien capability, that number of spacecraft doing that number of abductions is just physically impossible. There may be a small core of credible cases. I don't know, but I think the vast majority of them have terrestrial explanations.
There you go. Listeners, I think we've about wrapped it up with Kevin Randall. Kevin, can you tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you do and just remind them briefly about your new book?
The blogspot is called A Different Perspective. You can type that in, and it usually pops right up. It's at kevinrandall.blogspot.com. And the book is called Roswell in the 21st Century, and it is sort of a cold case investigation of the Roswell case, bringing in a lot of facts that weren't known before or were known but not publicized very well, and kind of puts the whole thing in, and I hesitate to say it, a different perspective.
That was good. I like that.
It just popped into my brain.
Well, that's how things go. We'll find a psychic explanation for that yet. You can find us on Twitter. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. We don't do much in the way of tweets. I think what happened there is Donald Trump is so overwhelmed Twitter that there's no space for us anymore. That's what happened. We have two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. One is a community. One is a group. I don't know about the differences. I'm sure there are some, but we can't combine them without losing one. We also have another radio show we'd like you to hear. It's called After the Paracast, and what it is, that sounds almost like, no, I don't want to get there. What it is kind of a wrap-up show, color commentary. We sometimes have special guest interviews. And the only way for you to hear After the Paracast is to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. We offer also the ad-free version of this show, free of 41 minutes of network ads, better quality audio, show transcripts, videos, more stuff coming for a low subscription fee, monthly, annual, 5 years, a lifetime, and we're going to be here forever. In fact, I have some new pills now. They're keeping rats alive longer, so probably we'll take them. And we'll all become rats, but we'll stay here forever. Check plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Kevin Randall, thanks for joining us on the show this week.
Thank you for the opportunity to spout off.
I love it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.